Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the afternoon session will kick off with a review of the upcoming fiscal year budget. The county has held a series of public meetings to gather input for the annual budget and the priorities the public wants to see addressed. And from those meetings, the board has identified a set of six goals that they want to address, including a continued focus on public safety, rebuilding of contingency and reserve accounts, and streamlining the inventory of county properties, including repurposing or the sale of those properties. The county budget comes in at just over $352 million, an increase of $33 million from a year ago, with general fund spending pegged at $112 million. Projected revenues stand at $117 million, an increase of just over $4 million from last year, with more than half that revenue to be spent on board priorities and projects. Measure Z revenue for the upcoming year is estimated at just over $10 million, with an additional $1.5 million in unspent revenue rolled over to next year. The supervisors will also receive an update on the current state of legislative proposals to change road funding. That includes a briefing from HCOG on a proposal for a sales tax and an update from the California Transportation Committee on alternative road funding sources. A special bill currently being worked on in Sacramento would eliminate the price-based gas tax rate and restore the tax to 17.3 cents per gallon and increase the excise tax on a gallon of gas to 12 cents. The diesel excise tax would rise as well, and the measure would raise the vehicle registration fee by $35 per year and create a new road access charge of $35 per year if passed as well. The board will also discuss the revised bid authorization for the construction of a new juvenile hall facility, execute revenue sharing agreements with three fire departments, Rio Dell, Telegraph Road, and Samoa, and hear an update from County Health on the county's needle exchange program. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the Eel River on Sunday afternoon and recovered the body of 33-year-old Fortuna resident Timothy Hatton. The Sheriff's Office received a report that Hatton had been underwater for nearly half an hour, and personnel with CAL FIRE, the Red Crest Volunteer Fire Department, and a helicopter responded to the scene. After hours of searching, personnel were able to locate Hatton, and his body was turned over to the coroner's office.
Thank you, Jordan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to Bear River Casino in Lolita on Sunday night and arrested a man who was listed on Humboldt County's most wanted list. Deputies contacted 29-year-old Michael Lee Russell inside the casino, and it led to a foot pursuit that ended when deputies caught him at the intersection of Bernard and Carroll Roads. Russell was taken into custody without incident and booked into county jail on a list of numerous charges, including evasion, vandalism, and probation violation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was just over a month ago that the city of Eureka ordered those who were camping in the Palco Marsh to clear out. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills was in the thick of the planning and the execution of the city's effort to relocate those who were living in campsites alongside the bay, and in the end, the operation went smoothly. Mills spoke about the issue on Talk Shop yesterday and said there were two overarching goals. The first, to treat people with respect and work to get them housed or to get them back home, and there were some successes.
One is, how are we treating people? What are we doing with the people who are homeless? So we've, working with DHHS and Betty and many others, have sent a lot of people to their homes where they had someone to receive them. We think that's a good thing because people need help. And then we also housed a great deal of people.
The city coordinated with county social services to find adequate housing, and that, combined with plenty of prior notice, meant far fewer people were on site than expected.
We were at 180 the month before we went into the marsh, and we were doing a census out there that we were pretty comfortable with. And we had officers taking a full day, talking to each person, documenting who they talked to, giving them flyers, telling them we are going to come on May 2nd to move people out. And so we went from 180 down to, I think it was 113 a couple weeks before we went into the marsh.
You can hear Police Chief Andy Mills provide details about that operation and what has changed since by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this.